Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Based on an earlier arrangement, the sons of the priests, quote, Jonathan and Ahimaaz, 2 Samuel 17, verse 17, were sent on a secret mission to warn David of Absalom's plan. Initially, they were located at the spring of En-Rogel, where the Hinnom and Kidron valleys connect. But a boy saw them and reported it to Absalom. Moving quickly, the two men found a hiding place in the town of Bahurim, from the Hebrew Bahur, meaning choice men. In a story akin to the protection of the spies at Jericho by Rahab, a woman, quote, spread a covering over the well's mouth and spread ground grain on it, verse 19, then misled Absalom's servants as to the route Jonathan and Ahimaaz had taken. They subsequently escaped to warn David and those with him to flee. Quote, so David and all the people who were with him arose and crossed over the Jordan. By morning light, not one of them was left. Verse 22. At this point, Ahithophel realized all was lost. He had burned his bridge with David, and Absalom had not taken him seriously. So, quote, he saddled a donkey and arose and went home to his house, to his city. Then he put his household in order and hanged himself. Verse 23. 1 year we excavated at Gilo, Ahithophel's hometown, a few miles west of Bethlehem. There, I had solemn thoughts about this wise man who couldn't leave judgment with God and was trapped in the quagmire of his own anger. But now the battle lines were drawn. Quote, Absalom made Amasa captain of the army instead of Joab, verse 25. David, moving inland up the Jabbok River, settled at Mahanaim, and in the days of his rejection, received the loyal and practical kindness of three men. Quote, Shobi, the son of Nahash from Rabbah, Machir, the son of Amiel from Lodibar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite. Verse 27.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.